Every week, we bring you an out-of-the-ordinary Hong Kong story to inspire you as you embark on your own journey. It's time to go off-campus. Joining me, Alison Howe, this week is...
Hi, my name is Sky Siu, and I'm the Executive Director of Kelly Support Group.
What can we see as a ripple effect that could come out of this change of regulations?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's going to certainly be a lot of questions, you know, about, you know, why it's being placed on it. Has there been any research? You know, and I think that the main heart behind this piece of law, I think, is that, you know, a lot of people in government are actually really quite concerned about the increasing cannabis uptake during the last couple of years. And I think that, you know, they're really seeing, and there's been lots of input from different folks who work in the sector, who are talking about, if you are using CBD, that maybe it's causing a lot of confusion, that actually it's cannabis, and therefore it's making people want to do drugs, specifically cannabis, and then maybe some other harder illegal drugs as well. And so I think, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of conversations, because Hong Kong is an international city. There's a lot of people who come from lots of other countries, or they've traveled to other countries where CBD isn't considered an illegal drug. In fact, like I said earlier, it's being considered quite positively in some places. And so I think it's going to generate a lot of debate, and it's going to require all of us to be much more educated and informed on the subject as well.
Yeah, I think in Hong Kong, for most young people, they might be curious to know what it is at the very least. And they do get that thin line blurred whether, okay, I've tried CBD, maybe I can try something that is coming from the same family and it's not going to do any harm. So it's good to have a clarification on that.
Yeah.
Now, coming from your experience, Guy, I mean, Kelly, you guys are so into the youth circles in Hong Kong. How are the youth reacting to this?
Well, it's fresh off the block right now. In fact, we've only just heard about this in the last couple of weeks. And so we're not sure if the news has really gotten out there yet. But hey, if you haven't, today I'm sharing about it with you.
There you go.
And actually, we're really wanting to open up this conversation. We want to hear from young people. We want to hear what their thoughts are really about this issue. For us as a youth organization, one of our primary concerns is how can we support the young people, and what are the things that they're concerned about? What are the things that are a barrier for them to figure out what are some good choices and what are some healthy ways and options for them, you know? And so I think in this whole conversation, we are also really keen to hear from young people. So if any of you out there would like to share with us your thoughts on this issue, or you want to find out more, we really would love to hear from you.
Yeah. How could they reach out to you?
Well, we'd be happy to. First of all, you can always contact us on our website. We can also find us on Instagram, Kelly Support Group. And you can also reach out to us on, yeah, any of the socials, really. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even LinkedIn, if that's where you lie. But also, you know, maybe Alison, maybe somewhere on the Common Room platform, we could also send a small link somewhere for people to get in touch and just really help us to understand more about what Hong Kong youth are thinking. You know, it's such a new and just something that's really fresh. I mean, the law is not really, it's currently being proposed. It hasn't been confirmed yet. So I think, you know, this next few weeks and months will be really critical to have a good conversation about what it is, how it could impact young people, and what young people feel about it as well.
Now, Kelly Support Group, you guys have been very much an advocate for young people in Hong Kong, how to combat drugs and alcohol. Some of the campaigns that you guys have done in the past are so vivid, you know, so memorable. According to you, I mean, in recent years, for example, which has been your biggest campaign about those two subjects?
I think one of our biggest ones has been actually a response to young people. So a couple of years ago, we put out a survey, you know, and we also looked at what government was getting in terms of feedback from youth in schools. And what we were told is that young people actually, when they look at drugs or when they look at substances, you know, they actually find that alcohol is a bigger substance issue amongst their peers than any other drug. So one of the biggest things that we've done in the last 2 years is actually been able to develop and actually implement a peer support training program that helps young people to know how to speak to their friends about alcohol. And with that, we're also doing a sort of, you know how a lot of young people are now signing up for first aid mental health programs. So we've actually launched one that is a first aid on drugs and alcohol. So it's almost like get certified so that you actually know how to help your friend. And I think that's actually the critical thing, right? Like when you're hanging out with your buddies and you happen to be at a party or you happen to be hanging out and somebody in your circle of influence, you know, might be substance using or might be drinking, you know, how do you help out, you know, when something does happen? I think that that's something that we really hope to be able to help young people with. And, you know, it came from young people themselves. They said they wanted more education about this. So we listened. So, yeah, that's one of some of the things that we've been doing as well the past couple years, which, we've been pretty excited about.
Don't forget the survey is on now. You can have your input listened to by us and also by Ken's support group. I feel like for substance usage or even for young people to get a chance to drink, It was probably eliminated by quite a bit because of social distancing over the last couple of years. Yes. I mean, now that we see a bit of relaxation here, I mean, how cautious are we going to be?
Well, we're really hoping that over the last 2 years of hiatus, although I don't really feel, I think we can get a lot more into that. But, you know, we've been really working with a lot of youth and we're really hoping actually a lot more of them are a bit more prepared now that things are opening up and they're seeing friends again. But, you know, I think that, you know, in any kind of circumstance, you know, I think that there is always going to be some nervousness, you know, getting back into social settings. You know, even I feel nervous, You know, going back into the office or even stepping out into the streets, you know, oh my gosh, there's so many people around me. I think we all feel that way. I'm sure a lot of young people, specifically those who are going back into schools and like cooped up in a classroom, you know, with, you know, 30, 40 other people, I can imagine it can be a bit daunting. So I think, you know, there might be potentially that feeling of needing to figure out a way to cope with some of that anxiety. And, you know, I guess one of the things that we would say is, hey, let's find some really great coping mechanisms, you know, let's find some healthy ways to really be able to cope with that, you know, rather than turn to things like substances.
Absolutely. Last question for you, Sky. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this week with a special message. I mean, we're going back to the topic of CBD potentially going to be illegal here in Hong Kong. Yeah. I mean, if there are current CBD users who are young people of Hong Kong, that fear of not having something that they are just about to get used to might be a little bit intimidating for them. How would you suggest them to cope with it?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that we want to say to young people out there, you know, especially those who might actually be already using CBD because they're using it for some specific reasons to help with their mental health or whatnot. One of the things, you know, we want to say is, you know, please don't feel like you need to hide it, you know, because now it's going to be illegal. You know, I feel like, you know, organizations like Kelly or trusted adults in your life or even your friends, you know, they're available to be there to chat with you, to hear you out, maybe process some of your anxiety as well. I think it's really important in this time to not hide it. Right? Or pretend, you know, that it's not happening. I think it's a really good way if you can just be honest and be able to share it with others and be able to find a good solution that you're not doing it alone, but that there'll be others around you. Because I think, you know, one of the things that we're quite worried about is if the law comes about, you know, and that there's young people who might be using it and they might want to still feel like they want to continue, or maybe some people are just really intrigued and they still want to do it and it becomes illegal, you know, then it just pushes young people further into becoming hidden users, you know, right. You know, interesting term. And honestly, you know, we would rather young people be able to share openly about what they're struggling with or what they might be doing so that we can find ways to help them as well. Organizations like us, Kelly Support Group, we're here for you. We were set up to do that by young people 30 years ago, and we hope to be able to continue to do that as well.
Amazing. Would you give a couple of alternatives that are probably healthy options out there?
Well, there's lots of, and it just depends on, you know, depends on what kind of personality you are. If you're somebody who is like to be active, you know, honestly, even though we've all been cooped up here in Hong Kong has some of the best, you know, outdoor stuff, you know, from hiking, camping, you know, to going kayaking, being on the water, swimming, you know, everything from the ocean to the mountains. And even if it's just strolling around looking at architecture, because we are in, you know,
concrete jungle.
But that's, you know, if you're an outdoors person, like, you know, continue doing some of those outdoorsy things and doing it with friends. That's so important. And if you're somebody who'd rather, you know, stay at home or just chill out with a friend, you know, there's lots of things you could do, you know, just, you know, being able to put your mind at ease, you know, consider sketching, doodling. You know, I'm not a great drawer, but I really love just sitting there and holding my pen and then, oh, look, I've just done some scribbles. And it just helps, you know. I think that that's why Zentangles are so popular.
Absolutely. And coloring books for adults too.
Yeah. Although I think some people get really stressed out with that. But you know what? Create your own coloring book, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, you know, things like that, you know, get into horticulture, you know, try and grow a basil plant. That's what I'm trying to do at home now. Every day, you know, water it, see how it grows. But yeah,
nice.
Like this, you know, it helps you to keep a little bit more positive and open and be able to manage a little bit of your anxiety as well, as a healthy alternative.
Awesome. Sky, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for doing this special with us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. And hey, once again, we would love to hear from you. So contact us.